A Republican co-chair of the legislature's budget writing committee wanted to clear the air on his position on raising the state's cigarette tax. Representative Dean Crawford says he's taken some heat over not coming out with it before. Crawford says first he wanted to see whether his joint finance committee had the stomach for big cuts.
But I think it's become quite clear that not only this committee, this legislature, this governor, and myself is not going to raise the cigarette tax this budget.
Democratic Representative Spencer Coggs responded that it's not over till it's over, but it would certainly appear there is no political will under the dome for a hike in the cigarette tax. The Republican majority on the Joint Finance Committee also threw out or reduced several of the fee hikes the governor's budget had included for hunting and fishing. Senator Bob Welch proposed and the committee passed a motion on such license fees.
We were able to reduce fees significantly. A small game fee is $16 instead of $20 under the bill, and I think probably the most significant of all is we do not do anything to raise the deer license fee. The deer license fee is $20 today. It will be $20 after this bill passes. The governor proposed raising it to $32, and we think, given CWD, given the shortfall in number of hunters last time, that it would be ill-advised to try to raise the deer license at this point in time.
Under the motion passed by Joint Finance, the Fish and Wildlife account would be left with $190,000. Coming up later in the week in the Budget Writing Committee, we are told to expect moves to restore at least part of the $500 million the governor's budget transferred out of the state's transportation fund. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.